And you have the Chinooks coming back, a Chinook coming back. Tell me about that.
Well, what this is it's a an operation that is run through the U.S. Army. They are a test facility group, and they work with various vendors to develop aircraft for known icing. They have been coming here for quite some time. Since 2015, they've been coming up here during the winter. They had one winter that they did not come up. That was just this last season. But they come up on an annual basis, and they operate from usually November until April, sometimes as late as May, as they're working with various manufacturers on certifying aircraft for known icing.
Tell me about the orange boom itself and how this thing works.
Well, realistically, it's a unique aircraft. It's a Chinook style aircraft, and it's one of a kind. They have a boom that hangs off the aircraft that sprays a water vapor out, and it creates a icing cloud or an icing environment. So that aircraft that they're working to get certified can fly through that environment and collect data on how ice collects and how they perform under those conditions in a controlled environment, so that in the event that the ice accumulation creates an issue, the aircraft can just depart out of that environment without having to find someplace else to operate.
Now, will the public be able to see any of this training going on?
Well, I wouldn't necessarily label it as training. I would say this is a certification of flights, and it really depends. The flight crew that works with the U.S. Army on this, they go where the weather permits. It is a very highly technical operation, and the temperatures and the pressures and altitudes all have to meet a particular criteria for various tests that the manufacturer needs to compile the data with. So it's not something that it's like a specific area where they do all the testing. They can go as far north or south of us as they absolutely need to get the adequate test conditions.
But it's pretty cool to have them here, isn't it?
It's absolutely wonderful. It's a great financial boost to the local economy. It provides over $2 million in annual revenue to the local economy. When you think about it, the U.S. Army comes up here and they have a contingent of 35, 40 individuals, and then each test unit, they'll have their own group of engineers and pilots and maintenance staff, and they may have equal numbers, so it could be 65, 70 people up here, and they quite honestly stay here the entire winter, and they operate out of the airport, and then, of course, on their off hours, they recreate in the Marquette County area. They stay in Marquette County, or they stay in Marquette City. They eat at local restaurants. They take in a lot of the local sites. Again, they're here over the winter months, and they provide a really good economic boost to the local community.